Last week we began discussing cases of bar where you didn't directly dig a ditch. In other words, if a person takes a shovel, digs a hole in Rishus HaRabim, and someone falls in and gets hurt, that's a simple and clean case of bar where there certainly is a chiyuv. But the Gemara says that a told of bar is avna sikinu masoi. You don't actually dig a ditch, but you put some sort of obstacle, some sort of hazard, someone gets hurt. That is also chayiv. The Gemara in Bava Kama Davov adds that even if you don't put the obstacle in Rishus HaRabim, you just simply put it on a roof. You had a knife, you had a rock, you put it on your roof. A wind comes and blows it down. If someone then comes falls on it and gets hurt, so there the halach is you're also chayiv. Now the Gemara says what the obligation is from depends on exactly how the damage happens. If a wind comes and blows the rock off your roof, someone's walking down on the street 30 stories below and he gets hit by the rock, so there the chiyuv is because of esh. Here, a bar is when it's passive. You dig a ditch, there someone falls into the bar. So if you dig a bar and it causes damage where it's passive, the person fell in and it's the impact or the hevel that caused the damage, that's bar. But over here, where the person was simply walking down the street, the rock, the wind was carried by the wind and hurt the person, there the chiyuv is because of esh. However, once the rock hits the ground, if now a few moments later someone walks by and trips, there already the chiyuv is because of bar. Now, it's not a regular bar because you didn't dig it on, you had some help. You needed the wind to come along to blow it down onto the street for it to become a bar. But nevertheless, it's learned out of a tzad hashava, and there will be a chiyuv. Now, we pointed out last week, this is only if a person puts it in the street, and if a person puts it in the street, it's a bar, he's chayiv. If he doesn't put it in the street, let's say there's a regular wind knocks it down, or he put it on the ledge and it got blown over. So there's also a chiyuv, because by being negligent, putting it in a place where a ruach matsuya will knock it over, that is the equivalent of digging a bar. What if you have the item in a secure area, it's heavy, it's far away from the street, but there's a hurricane. There's a very strong wind that comes and blows it onto the street. So the fact that it fell onto the street is not your responsibility. It's a ruach sheina matsuya. You're not mechuyev to worry about that. And the fact that that by some extreme weather it ends up in the street, that's not your achrayus. The problem is if you leave it there, because you own the item, it's yours, it's your mammon. Then once you learn that it's sitting there in the middle of the street and it's a hazard, people can get hurt. At that point, you have responsibility, and at that you have to remove it. If you fail to remove it, even though you're not responsible for putting it there, the fact that you left it there is enough to be chayiv. Right. So this is only when it's the reason why you're chayiv there, it's not because of you put it there. It fell b'oinus. The reason why you're responsible, it's your moment. You have to guard your moment. And if you fail to do that, if you leave it there, you're pesheya, you're going to be responsible. What? No. I'll get to that bit. However, we say there's a very simple etza. If when it falls into the street, you're mafker it, you say, it's no longer mine, I don't want it, anyone can take it. So then there's no liability. Because the fact that it fell in, that was an oinus, that was a ruach sheina matsuya. Elamai, it's your money, you have to take care of your money. The aloch is, mafker nezakav lacher and feels oinus is pater. Since it's not your fault that it's there, as long as you're mafker it right away, it's not your mammon. You have no more responsibility to take care of it than anybody else, and therefore mafkir nezaka v'lachal and feels oinus is going to be potter. Now this eitza is only when you're not responsible for the fact that it fell into the street. It was a ruach sheina matsuya. On the other hand, if you go ahead and you put your thing in the middle of the street and then you're mafkir it, that's not going to help. There you were korea the bar. You're the one that created it. You put it in the street shaloi kedin. If you created the bar, the only way to be off the hook is to get rid of the bar, to actually take it away. It's only in cases where it's not your fault that the bar was created, it was a ruach sheina matsuya, it was an oinus, then if it's just a question, you're responsible, because if you own it, you have to guard it, then the Eitzah is be mafker it. And once you're mafker it, you're no longer going to be responsible for what happens afterwards. The Chazon Ish adds a little knech. He says that what happens if you put it on your roof in a place where it could fall with a ruach mitzuya, but then you're mafker it before it actually fell? Are you responsible or not? Zok the Chazon Ish, yes. Since you were pesheya, you put it in a place where it is now oymet to fall in the middle of the street. At that point, since you were pesheya in the creation of the bar, even though it wasn't created yet, it didn't fall yet, the wind didn't come, nevertheless, since you created this situation where with the ruach mutzui it will be a bar, your responsibility being mafkered afterwards is not going to help. Now, what if you have a case, a person has an avnei sikinu masoi, there's a strong wind, it blows in the middle of the street. It's an oinus. If he wants to be mafker it, he'll be off the hook. But when the item falls into the street, the person is not so sure he wants to be mafker it. Maybe it has value. Maybe he can salvage it. So he doesn't do anything. Thinks it over. But the next morning he says, you know what? It's not worth my hassle. It's a liability. He's mafker it. Sure enough, a few minutes later, someone trips and gets hurt. So what's the halacha in this case? In other words, although the halacha is by nefilas oinus, if your item ends up middle of the street by oinus, if you're mafker it right away, you're off the hook because you didn't create the bar. It's not your money anymore, so you have no responsibility. Does that apply only if you're mafker it right away? You mafker it right away since you're not. It's not your fault that it got there in the first place. You're mafker it right away, you're off the hook. However, if you wait. Now, it's Dover Poshet, if while you were thinking about it, should I be mafkerit, should I not be mafkerit? What would happen if someone came and tripped and got hurt? You'd be responsible. It's your moment. If it's your moment and you had time to get rid of it, you're responsible. The question is that, can you? Does being mafkerit afterwards help, or is it too late? So this is a machloikus. The Shittim Mekubetis actually brings down Stadon Lakan. The Bach says that you're potter. He says, "L'maisa you're ma." Bach says you're potter. You're mafkeret. The Rebbe Mishpat and others, the Rebbe Simcha and others argue, and they say like this: when you're the reason why mafkeret zakev lachin filos oinus is potter is you didn't dig it, so you're not responsible. Once it's in the street, if you're mafkeret right away, so there's no reason for you to be liable. However, if you're not mafkeret right away, if it's your mammon. The moment it's your moment, at that point, it's your responsibility. You're the Baal Habar. Once you're the Baal Habar, once you're responsible for it, because you should have removed it and you didn't, once you're the Baal Habar, being mafkerit is not an Eitzah. That's not enough to get it. It's not an Eitzah. It's not going to be a Ptur. It's only a Ptur if you're mafkerit right away, you don't become the Baal Habar. But the moment you are the Baal HaTakala, you're responsible, and everyone agrees, if someone falls while you're thinking about it, you're going to be responsible. So because of the Divrei Mishpat says, in this case, you're going to be responsible even after the Hefker. The Bach L'maisa argues, the Bach says that you're Pater. And Rav Moshe says, explains it like this. He says, there are two ways to be responsible. If you dig a bar, you're responsible for digging it. So whether it's yours or not, you're responsible because you dug the bar, you created it. Hefker is not going to help. That's the first way to be chayiv. The second way to be chayiv is there's a chiyuv of mamon hamazik. If you own something that causes hesek, so unless you're an oinus, you're going to be responsible. Zogim reimish, but in this case, you haven't either. As far as the fact that it fell into the street, that's not your problem. That was an oinus. Elamai, you want to be mechayiv about mamon hamazik. It's no longer mamon hamazik. So since they were mafkerit, even though there was a time in between where you weren't mafkerit, even though there was a period where you're responsible, that chiyuv was not because of the kriyas habar, that was because of the fact that you were the baal habar, and the moment you're mafkerit, that would be fine. So therefore, the Moshe passes like the Bach, that in such a case, even though you had time in between, nevertheless, the moment you're mafkerit, since you're not the one that dug it, since right now you are not currently the owner, there's no achrayus, and you're going to be potter if anything happens. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. It's like this. Taisus talks about a case where if you have, and in truth, we'll really get to it. The Mishnah says, "Akoysil v'ilon shenafal." If you have a tree that falls onto the street, so halacha is your pater. And the reason is, it's not your responsibility. Trees are normally are healthy; they can last a long time, and it's called an infilas oinus. Actually, on this just last week, someone called me. He actually had a tree was leaning over to his neighbor's property. The neighbor invited a guest who parked his car in the driveway. He was there for a couple hours. They hear a loud crash. They come out, and a huge branch had fallen on top of the car and smashed it. So he wanted to know whether he's responsible. So this is a Mishnah Mifureshes, that if a tree falls down onto your neighbor's property, so the halakha is it's not your responsibility. There's nothing wrong with planting the tree. You don't have to be choshish that it will fall down. There's no chiyuv. However, the Mishnah says, if now already the tree is dying, you see that it's weakening, or for that matter, you have a wall and the wall is deteriorating and now it's getting a little shaky. So then the halacha is, if Bezdin warns him, you have 30 days to get rid of the tree, you have 30 days to get rid of the wall. And if he doesn't do anything about it, if he delays and it damages, then he's responsible. So you see over here that even though when you built it originally, it was perfectly secure, nothing was going to happen. If over time it deteriorates and there's hasra of bez, then you're now put on notice. Now it's a danger. At that point, you become responsible. And there, Taisa says, even if you're mafker it after it falls, you're still going to be achroi because that's called achar nefilas pshia. So even though putting it there was nothing wrong, when you planted the tree, it was healthy 20 years ago, it's fine. The moment you're now on notice that this is a danger, if you don't do anything and it falls, that's called nefilas pshia, and that's called a kriyas, and you're going to be responsible. Now the Divrei Mishpat brings a raya from this Taisvis that you see Hefker doesn't help after the fact, and that's one of his raya to the fact that the Hefker won't help. Then Rei Moshe is doicha the raya by saying no, because when you know it's dangerous and you're passive, you don't do anything, then when it falls, it's the equivalent of you digging the bar. And you're responsible then, not because it's your mammon. You're responsible then because you dug it by leaving this tree that was leaning over and about to fall by not doing anything. That's enough to be kriyas habar. Masha'en came in a case where it fell completely ba'oinus. Then if you're mafkar afterwards, the Rebbe Moshe says, that will help. Okay, so be that as it may, as far as a tree that falls down, so we said, again, if it feels oinus, you're not responsible for. If you leave it there when you retain ownership, you are responsible. You're mafkir right away, you're putter. If you wait and you're mafkir afterwards, that, we said, is a machlokes. Now, there is an interesting shaila. I didn't see much in the way of Ma'ar Makayimis, but I'll just be ma'ar it. Is how do we define nefilas oinus, or ruach mitsuya? A person is building a tree house for his kid. Now, you build a tree house, you obviously want it to be strong enough that children can play. But, you know, no one's living there, and you're not going to make it that, you know, you're not going to put everything into it. So it's strong enough that your typical wind, it'll be fine with. However, we all know that every year or two or three, there are hurricanes. Now, is a hurricane a typical wind? It's not a ruach mitsuya. But you know good and well, this treehouse is supposed to last for a couple years. And over this period of time, there's going to be an unusually strong wind. So how do we deal with the ruach mitsuya? Does ruach mitsuya mean that if I put a rock on top of my roof where it's going to be there for a day or two? So any wind which normally doesn't come every day or two, that's a ruach shein mitsuya there on putter. But what if I'm keeping the rock there for 5 years? I know statistically over 5 years there's going to be a hurricane. So can I argue when the hurricane comes this is a ruach shein mitsuya and I'm putter? Or perhaps not. Perhaps because I'm dealing with an extended period of time, and during this period of time, it's expected and it's common to have a ruach, she'ena metzuya, if you will. Perhaps there's a chiyuv. So I didn't see anyone that first discusses it. I just saw that Silverstein brings down Mishneh Rabbi Yashiv. He says that you're potter in such a case. He says the idea that you're responsible for damage that happens through the wind. In other words, your actions alone were not enough to cause the damage. It required koyach achamur, it required the wind's assistance to cause the damage. The fact that you're responsible for that is a chiddush. Is that we only find that chiddush by a ruach mitzuya, and therefore a regular normal wind, if it's not a typical normal wind, even though you left it there for a long time, and over time eventually this will happen, he's mechadish that you're going to be pater. When it comes to a kais of ilan shenafa, so over here also, if you built the wall, was built right, the tree was a sturdy tree, and then it falls one day, you certainly have no achrayas. If you're put on notice that now that it's weak, it's going bezin gives you hasra, so then if it falls down, you're going to be responsible. Now, if it's mazik, if the tree falls down, what is your achrayas? Why are you chayv? So after it hits the ground, if someone comes and trips on it, that's certainly a chiyuv of bar. It's on the ground, it's your obstacle, it was there because of your negligence, you're going to be responsible for what happens. What if it hits someone while it's falling? Is that bar or is that ish? Taisus points out that when we're talking about, when you put a rock on the roof, when the Gemara has a whole shock of Atari, it says that while it's falling, you're chayiv al teish. When it comes to a wall collapsing, the Gemara doesn't discuss this at all. So Taisus suggests, and the Rush seems to say this clearly in halacha, that the chayiv is because of bar. It's not because of esh. Esh is, I light a fire in one place, the wind comes and blows it somewhere else. Now my action on its own could not cause the damage. It needed the wind to bring it somewhere else and to actually cause the damage. If I put a rock on top of my roof, the wind blows it away and hits someone, it means the rock came to the person. There's a chiyuv of esh. However, Zok the Rush, the way the Nachas David explains it, if a wall simply collapses under its own weight, that's not koyach achar me'urav ba. Nothing else was required. I built the wall, it collapsed. The tree, it collapsed. There's no outside force that's helping cause the damage. Gravity is not considered an outside force. It's just the weight of the item is what caused it to collapse and to hit the person. Because there was no outside force involved, that is not ish, and the Rush says that is going to be bar. Now others argue, the Divrei Goyim brings down a Chesed L'Avram that says it's ish or bar. The fact that it doesn't have a koyach achar is, if anything, is a chumra, not a kula. But there's a tremendous nafkamina. Because what happens, and let's go back to our case, the tree fell down and it collapsed onto a car. Now a car is a keli. If a chiv is because of bar, as we learned, is pater on keli. Bar is only responsible if a person or if an animal gets hurt. If a car or anything else gets damaged by a bar, you're pater. You dig a ditch in the street and a pothole, and a person drives in and totals his car. There's no chiyuv kalim in a bar. So there's a tremendous nafkamina. If you hold that a tree that just falls straight down is a bar, so then even if you were warned in advance, if it hit the car next door, it's kalim, you're going to be potter. Masha'enkein, if you hold the chiyuv is because of esh, they're ready, esh is chayiv on kalim. So there's a tremendous nafkamina in whether you learn the chiyuv is al esh or the chiyuv or whether the chiyuv is because of bar. Another example that they talk about is someone came to fix an item, he put a drill on the ladder, and the drill fell over and smashed something underneath. So is that ish or is that bar? So if a wind would come and would move the drill, that's ish, and you're chayav on kalim. But in a case where it just fell on its own, that depends on how you learn this rush, where if the rush means that a kais of ilan is chayav only alzbar, then if kalim get damaged, there's no chayav. Ma'ashen came those that are doichad the rush and say it means that he means bor or esh. Esh is chayav on kalim, and in that case you would be responsible. Now another example of this is if a person has an apple tree that's growing near the street, and the apples grow. So if you don't pick them, what's going to happen? They'll get ripe, and at some point they'll fall off. So if a person then trips on the apple and gets hurt, so in that case, this is doyma to a ilon shenafa, On the other hand, this is something which is oymen lipo. You know, any of the fruits that grow, if you don't pick them, at some point they're going to fall on their own. You cannot call this a nefilas oynis. This is something which is oymen to happen. So if a person doesn't take care of the tree, and the apples end up in the street and someone gets hurt, that would be a bor, where the person would be responsible for the damage that happens. To your street, your rishus, or the next, your neighbor's rishus? Oh, okay. So, you know, let's get to that now. So in the case of the case of Ilan Shenafal, so the Mishnah has two cases. The first case is if a tree falls into Rishus Rabim, the Mishnah says it depends if you were given, if you were warned or not, then you're responsible. If you weren't warned, you weren't responsible. The Mishnah then has another case. Misha Yokoisli Samuk Leginas Chaveri, if you had your wall next to your neighbor's wall, Vinafal and it fell. Your neighbor said, get your rocks off my property. His garden is now full of your rocks, full of the rocks. So he says, get rid of it. So the fellow said, you know what? I don't want the rocks. They're yours. Keep them. Mishnah says, Ein Shaymin Loi. We don't listen to him. He has to get rid of the rocks. But if a neighbor says, okay, good, I'll take the rocks, no problem. Now the person says, you know what, I changed my mind, it's too late. Once the Baal Hagino was makabel the rocks, it's too late, you can't change your mind. So what's the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us that if your rocks fall into your neighbor's garden, and you tell the neighbor, you know what, just keep the rocks. The halacha is, ein shomim loy, and we force you to get rid of the rocks. Taisus says, this Mishnah is a pella. When your rocks fall, what's the halacha? If your wall falls into the street and you're mafker it, what's the halacha? Are you responsible for what happens next? No. It was an afilas oynis. You didn't put it there. There was no negligence. So if you want to keep it, you're chayav for mamon hamazak. But if you're mafker right away, mafker is achan afilas oynis is pater. So in this case, when your wall fell into your neighbor's property and you said, keep it, I don't want the rocks, why are you responsible to get rid of it? Zok Taisus, Enochanami, you're right. But he was dying from the Gemara later on. In this case, we don't really believe you. The rocks are valuable. You really want them for yourself. You just drain the guy a cup, and that's why the halacha is you have to get rid of it. However, it's mashma and Taisus that when it's for real, if you're really mafgir the rocks, then you can tell your neighbor, what do you want from me? Mafter nezakav achon nefilas oynis is going to be pater. So based on this tesis, if your tree falls over into your neighbor's property and is now lying across blocking his driveway, or for that matter, it fell on his house, it smashed through the kitchen and is just sitting there in the middle of his house, it's mafter nezakav achon nefilas oynis. Since it's not your fault, it was an oynis that it fell, you're mafter it as soon as it hits the ground. According to tesis, the neighbor has no right to force you to remove it. He didn't impose it. The Rabbi Yishlam did. There was a storm. There was an oinus. What do you want from me? If I push my tree onto your property, you can come to complain to me. But I had a tree. It was growing naturally. There was no warning, no notice. What do you want from me? The fact that it's mine? I was mafker it. It's mafker and rezak of lach and afilas oinus. So as soon as he hears about it, that's enough. The question of the machlokes is only if you had enough time to remove it and you didn't, then perhaps hefker. But in a case where as soon as you heard about it, you're mafker it, that hefker is certainly called mafker zakavach and afilas oynis. On top of that, someone which has no value doesn't assume the hefker right away. So it'll probably be in a tree today will be hefker as soon as it hits the ground because it's worthless. There's nothing you can do. Oh, it's like this. The Shita Kuvetis brings down Tezer Rosh that brings down the same question. Why do you have to get rid of it? It's mafker nezak of lach and feels oynis. Zok the Tezer Rosh, they're nothing doing. The linearish ain't a kosher klum. The question doesn't start. Dehasim loyasa has a b'shas nefila. When it fell down, when the thing fell into the street, it didn't do any damage when it fell. Elamite, now that it's a bar, someone, it's dangerous, someone could get hurt. So as long as you're mafker before anyone gets hurt, you're fine. Have they bar lo'ansav, imkashabay, adamachak pater. You're mafker before any damage was done, before it became a bar. Zakta Tezer Rosh, aval hacha b'shas nefilo asaloy ha'ezek. The moment it fell, it already did the damage. The damage was already done. Ki nismale ginosei avonim v'ofer v'en yachol lezareh. You have this beautiful garden that's now full of rocks. You can't plant. Nothing can grow over here. Zakta Toyza Rosh, the idea of mafkir nezakov is only when you're mafkir it before it does the damage. It's a bar. No one got hurt yet. So you're mafkir it. It's not your responsibility. However, Zakta Toyza Rosh, if the damage is already done, your rocks are already there. They're already causing a hezek, and they're yours. So even though we can't blame you for the fact that they fell, right now your moment is causing damage to a neighbor, you have to get rid of it. And being mafkarit is not an eitzah. Hefker is only an eitzah that you will not have liability for future events. But when the damage is already done, if it's your money, even though it's not your fault that it fell, nevertheless, your moment is causing damage, you're going to be responsible. Now I'm getting some funny looks, because what's the shot in this? What chiyuv are we talking about? We're not talking about Adam HaMazik, it fell ba'inus. Elamai, you're going to tell me it's a bar, is a pella. Because even if it's a bar, what's the damage to? Your next door neighbor's garden. That's kalim. It's worse than kalim, it's karka. Chiyuv bar is when a person or an animal gets hurt. Over here, even if it's my responsibility, right now, l'chayra, it's bar. So the achroi number one matmiya, where does this chiyuv come from? So Chazon Ish says a tremendous chiddush. He says, "Enech Nabi has nothing to do with bar. It's niske shcheinim. We learned by Arichus niske shcheinim that there are halachos. I can't do things on. I can't use my property in a way that will cause damage to a neighbor. So he says, in this case where my mammon is damaging your chatzer, that's niske shcheinim. And being him after it won't help because even though it's not my fault, it fell ba'inus. Since right now it's my asset that's damaging or stopping you from using yours, I have a chiyuv to get rid of it. I can't be mafkirid, a new chiyuv of niske shcheinim." The Birchas Shmuel is mashma, not like that. We discussed, I think in the first shiur, that although bar, there's no chiyuv on kalim, we discussed the question whether the chiyuv lotzis yidei shemayim or not. The chiyuv lotzis yidei shemayim. So we mentioned the Rebbe Ber held yes. What's his raya? His raya is from this halacha. He says, over here, we're dealing with a bar. My wall fell into your gina. It's a bar. The hezek is the kalim. So why does the Mishnah say you have to get rid of it? Vayist ois, that bar, it's still usur to be goyrim a hezek to kalim through bar. And therefore, in this case, Bezdin will tell me, will be koy for me to get rid of my bar that's causing damage to your gina. So Baruch Ber clearly learned the mazik over here was Ad's bar, and he said the reason why we can tell you to get rid of it is although in a chanami there's no chi of moment on bar, nevertheless, since right now my bar is causing damage to your chatzer, Bezim would koy for you, stop causing that damage. In a chanami, if we want to bill you for the damage, we can't. It's kalim on bar is potter on kalim. But if we want to force you to stop doing that hezek, that he says we could do. So clearly the Baruch Ber was learning the chiyuv here is al bar, not al niske shcheinim. It's the regular din of bar and the chiyuv lots of deshamayim. So somehow he has some chiddush that over here you can be chayiv even though you're mafkir nezakov, since it happened right away, that's enough to be chayiv. Now halacha l'maisa, what do we do in a case, halacha l'maisa, if your tree falls onto a neighbor? So it comes out, it's really a machlokes. According to Tosfos, if you're mafkir the tree, your neighbor has to pay for the removal. He can't force you to do it. Mashiach, according to Tosfos Rosh, he can force you to remove it. Now, this is not discussed much in the later Achrayim. However, there is a tshuva from Rav Yedidya Tevel. It seems that in Prague, there was a tremendous fire. And there was a similar question. There were these two-story houses where one person owned the bottom of the first floor, another person owned the second floor. There was a fire. The entire yard was just filled with rubble. The house was completely knocked down. And the fellow who owned the property wanted to force the person who lived upstairs to get rid of his rubble. The fellow said, "I don't have to. I'm mafkir. The rubble is worthless. It fell ba'inus. This fire was not my fault. I'm mafkir nezakov l'achron filas oinus, and therefore you can get, if you want to rebuild it, clear it yourself. I'm not paying for the removal." So in this case, Rav Tevel paskened that you could be mechayivim. He paskened like the Tosfos Rosh that mafkir nezakov will not help, and you can force the person who owned the stuff to get rid of it. And it says Dayanim of Prague agreed to him. So it does seem, at least in Prague, the minhag was to be mechayev the neighbor, like the Tzeis Rosh. You could force him to remove it. Again, halacha lemaisa, it's difficult to be mitzi mamon against the muchzik, but it comes out it's totally in this machlokes rishonim. Now, regardless, in any case of machron zakav lachron filas aynis, although there's no chiyuv, nevertheless, shulchan aruch passes there is a chiyuv lotzis in day shemayim. So you're off the hook with dinei adam. But b'dinei shemayim, if your thing is in the street and it's a hazard, people can get hurt, b'dinei shemayim, you do have a chiv to remove it regardless. So there's malkim to say that with a neighbor, a kopon, even if you hold, you can't be kofer like the Tzeis Rosh, nevertheless, it could be there's a chiv lots of shemayim. Again, it's sarachiyim, because it's not exactly the same. There's malkim to chalav between the cases. Okay, we're running out of time. I just want to go through one or two cases, the halchul ma'is that come up with Hilchos Bar. A person went to the bakery, bought himself a chocolate Danish, comes home, takes a bite into the Danish, and it turns out there was a rock in the Danish, a little pebble fell in, and he cracked. He had a crown, he had some fillings, which he cracked. Is the bakery chayiv for the damage or not? Now, to be chayiv, although hamazik is very hard. He didn't put it in, perhaps it was a shaygig. It's a grama. It's very hard to be mechayev. However, some of the achrayim say, you're chayev al tzbar. Why? This pebble is a bar. It's not a bar in the sense of a hole in the ground that people can fall in. But just like you have a rock in the street that someone falls onto when the impact he gets hurt, that's a bar. So over here too, this pebble in the middle of the person's Danish, where when the fellow bit into it, at that point, it's the impact smashing into the bar, which was in a place where it did not belong. So therefore, perhaps it is bar, there's a chiv of bar, it's bar, perhaps bar ha-miskalgo, because it traveled a bit, but there's al tzbar, you can be mechayev him. Oh, so then yesh l'adam. If he cracked his tooth, adam, there's a chiv on. But perhaps if it's a kli, it's butter. But there, yesh l'adam, if you have something which is attached to his teeth, is this correct? It's part of the person. So if it's part of the person, you'll be chayev as opposed to if it was in a chram. It's not so simple because there is halacha of noisin sama mavis leha behema. So if the animal eats something, you say havalosh loy teichal, that there's no chiyuv. Again, we're not going to have time to go through the svar is yes and svar is not. But al kol parim, lohiris nosin says, even though he comes out lemaskana, you can't be mechayev maltzbar. Nevertheless, he says a chiddush. He says that clearly, b'dinehem, they have all sorts of rules, public safety, that if you sell food that's hazardous, you're responsible. And he says, even if you don't go dina machusadina, he says, a takana like this, he says, which is a takana which is certainly needed, you have to protect the public. There have to be rules that make sure that food establishments are serving food that's safe and, you know, and do not have rocks in it. And therefore, he said, even if it's a malchus, whether you hold this no dina machus adina, nevertheless, such a takana, he says, is a takana that has to be. And therefore, he says, that takana has a din of takana's bezdin, and you can be mechayev the person, even if it's not technically a chiyuv of bar.